Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Acela. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky, and Justine Dale is here with me to talk about her recent Spanish and Medicine program that she completed in Cusco, Peru. Justine, bienvenido.
Hi, my name's Justine. I'm from Reno, Nevada, and I went to the Spanish and Medicine program this summer. I mostly just go to school and study a lot, and I'm really interested in medicine and do a lot of volunteer work, but that's about it.
Do you know what like specialty of medicine you're interested in?
No, not yet. I've been trying to get a lot of shadowing experience, trying to like peg what type of medicine I want to go into. I'm really interested in geriatrics and cardiology, but so far I haven't made up my mind.
Nice. It's good to go and be open to whatever. What were your hopes going into the Spanish and Medicine program?
I was really hopeful that I'd be able to get a good grasp on Spanish. I had studied Spanish for 4 years in high school, but had kind of forgot a lot of it in college since I'm not majoring in Spanish. And I was also really hopeful that I'd get to see some cool things, like some different diseases and conditions that we don't really have in the United States as far as the hospital shadowing went.
Did you get to do both of those things, like improve your Spanish and then also see different areas of the hospital?
Yeah, my Spanish improved a lot. I actually live with my friend who's fluent in Spanish, and when I got home, she was really surprised that I knew as much as I did in such a short time. But as far as the shadowing goes, I got to see some pretty interesting things. There's a lot more tuberculosis and some other infectious diseases that we just don't have in the United States. So it was really interesting to see those guys.
Yeah, no kidding. So did you have any concerns before you went?
Yeah, when I got my like location where I was going to live, because I lived with a family, I like Google searched it on Google Maps, and it looked like a rougher area, like in the terms of like U.S. standards. And I come from a nice like little suburb where all the houses are nice and pretty and cute, and there's no graffiti. So I was a little bit concerned just because I haven't left home before, and I was going to a whole new country that was going to be more dangerous. But once I got there, I realized it was actually a nicer part of town. But just the way, you know, the buildings are built, they don't have the same codes as we do. And,
right.
It turned out to be a really safe area, and I had two kids living with me, so that made it a lot safer to like travel and walk to school and stuff.
Yeah, that's perfect. Were they other people in the Spanish programs?
Yeah, they're in the same program that I was in, so we went to school at the same time, and if we ever had like, you know, adventures outside of the city, we'd go together. So it worked out really well.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So what were your classes like at Acela?
My classes were really small. And it was interesting because every week my teachers changed. They had like rotations, so I didn't have the same teacher like for the same part, like the same lesson. It would change each week, so that was different. But it was really cool because they were really laid back. We could kind of just talk about anything as long as we were talking in Spanish, and that was pretty much what our classes were like. So it was like a very comfortable way to learn.
So what kind of things did you talk about?
We would talk about everything. Like we talk about our home, like how Cusco is different from the United States. We talk about politics. We talk about what we did the nights before, what we did over the weekend. So it was pretty much, we were just having conversations. They were just in Spanish, and that's how we were learning.
At what locations did you do medical shadowing and volunteer work?
So I shadowed at the regional hospital in Cusco, which is the poorest hospital there. We also went to some like clinics for children with disabilities. I think one of them was called San Juan de Dios, and the other one was Madre Teresa. And both of those were a lot different than situations. you'd see in the United States, very, very sick children with like really horrible disabilities, and their parents couldn't take care of them, so they live in these clinics. So it was hard to see, but it was a really good experience because we got to volunteer and make them smile. So it
How did those opportunities impact you?
was overall with the medical shadowing, it was just kind of eye-opening to not see these shiny our hospitals and to like see these people just trying to do the best they can with what they have. And was realizing that not everyone is entitled to the same level of care that we have in the United States is pretty sad. And at the same time, like, I'm a lot more grateful that I live here, where if anyone, no matter what walk of life you have in the United States, if you get sick, you get the best treatment in the world. So it's very interesting to see that in Peru, it's really like the rich have way better quality of health care than the poor, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. When you attended the program, did you know anybody else going?
No, I went all on my own. That's kind of the way I wanted it to be because I had grown up in the Reno, Nevada area, and I never left. And I've known the same kids from kindergarten that now I'm going to college with. So I really wanted to go and have like that experience of being somewhere new and like having to be out of my comfort zone a little bit. So I went by myself.
Yeah. Did it take long for you to get to know the other people?
Well, like I said, I had two other students in my homestay, and we became close right off the bat. I don't know if they like set it up that way, but we had a lot in common, and it was really nice having them with me. So we're really close. We still talk now, and I'd say like the girl that lived with me in my homestay, she's like one of my best friends now. So.
Oh, cool. So you guys keep in contact still?
Yeah, we still text, and she luckily lives pretty close by, so we're planning visits to go see each other.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Why do you think, other than living together, maybe if think about some of the other peers in your group, why do you think that you did get to know each other so quickly?
Well, we just seemed to hit it off well. We kind of had like we wanted to do the same type of thing. Like when we got there, we're like, oh, I want to hike to Cristo Blanco because there's like a statue that you can see from the plaza, and we wanted to go experience the culture and kind of like put ourselves in situations where we weren't just doing the touristy things, but also like trying to like be part of their culture and really understand it. So we kind of just hit it off from the beginning. The other students, I mean, we did hang out with them a lot too because as a group, we would all go out on the weekends and hang out. But I just was not close with the other students.
What is the most memorable trip or excursion you did in South America?
So my first week there, we decided to go on this pilgrimage called Senhor Coiriri. And it has to do with the holiday, the big holiday in Cusco called Corpus Christi. It's pretty much this group of, Catholic slash Incas, like it's like a mixed religion. They go on this pilgrimage to this church in the Andes Mountains, and we decided we wanted to go with our house brother, and it was really difficult. We were at like 21,000 feet trying to climb up to this church after just getting there the week before, so we were like couldn't breathe or anything, but it was really fun, really cold, and a great experience. We're the only tourists there, so that was kind of cool to really see some part of their culture that other people don't get to see as much.
Yeah. What were some of the other, like, maybe smaller activities you did?
We would often like we climbed to Cristo Blanco, which is right inside Cusco. You can do it after school one day. It's not that hard of a hike, and we also would go out at night and go to like the little discotecas, which are like little clubs, and we'd dance, and we would go to the sports bars and stuff and watch the football games, like the soccer games and stuff. So that was a lot of fun. And as far as like smaller adventures, a lot of them were with the school. So the school took us to see the alpaca farm, which was a lot of fun because I like alpacas. So
What did you get to do at the alpaca farm?
we got to feed the alpacas and pet the alpacas, and they gave us like a little history of how important the alpacas are to the Incas, and they showed us like some women who still knew how to do the traditional weaving, and they made some really beautiful textiles that you were able to buy. That was pretty cool.
That is neat. Did you have any mistakes or blunders during your class time while speaking in Spanish?
Yeah, I mean, I've obviously like I had a goal of, to learn Spanish, so I talked a lot, and I obviously made mistakes during class. Nothing like sticks out a lot, but it was definitely difficult trying to like I could read and I could write, but trying to pronounce the words out loud was always difficult, and I was always doing it wrong, but eventually kind of got the hang of it.
Well, how would your professors, like if you made a mistake, what would they do?
They would just they'd correct me and be like, this is how you pronounce it. But they were really, it was such a small group that you kind of just like weren't afraid to make mistakes after a certain point because it was like four people in the room.
That is perfect. Studying abroad can be very intimidating. What encouragement do you have for maybe somebody who is considering this Spanish and medicine program?
I feel like if you're scared, it's probably a better, it'll be a better experience. It's good to be outside of your comfort zone. And I just, like, a lot of times while I was there, I was really uncomfortable. And I wanted to go home. By the time I got home, I was missing it already. I was sitting at home and I was like, man, I really wish I can go back to Peru and see my family and see my friends. So there's good parts and there's bad parts, but there's lots of life lessons to be learned that you just really can't learn here in the United States.
What is your favorite Spanish word or phrase?
My favorite Spanish word or phrase, I would say vale la pena, which means it's worth it. It's one of the first phrases we learned when we got there. And so I think that's my favorite phrase.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your immersion memories.
Yeah, of course.